This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for West River and Central South Dakota from late Thursday night into Saturday. Rapid City meteorologist Shane Egan says all of South Dakota may see impacts from this system. He says heavy snow and strong winds are possible over a wide swath of the state.
Pier to Wall and down into kind of Pine Ridge area with upwards of a foot or so, maybe more. And then a lot of kind of south central into western South Dakota could see up to 60-mile-an-hour gusts.
Egan says snow is forecast to begin in northwestern South Dakota and move to the east through Thursday morning. He says snow should leave western and central parts of the state by daybreak Saturday. Egan says highs are forecast to top out in the 20s and 30s, with lows mainly in the teens. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports winter wheat in South Dakota remains in good condition. The USDA says 62% of the crop is rated in fair condition. Only 16% is rated poor to very poor. Reed Christofferson is the executive director of the South Dakota Wheat Commission. He says this news is promising, but he says the state has not yet seen any of the winter wheat crop reach an excellent rating this year. Christofferson adds winter wheat crop conditions are difficult to predict. He says there are many factors playing into the overall quality.
Much of it has to do with the fall planting conditions, when that wheat goes in, what it gets for good fall moisture, initial growth, and then what it has for a wintering condition, snow cover, that prevention from deep freezing of the plant material. So we watch every year is new and just hope that the right set of conditions come together that's going to favor a good crop.
Christofferson says winter wheat is typically resilient against snow and ice, but he says there could be problems if the snowpack repeatedly thaws and freezes on the crops. In addition to that winter storm watch being issued starting Thursday night for West River and Central, we've got mostly cloudy skies tonight with rain possible in the northwest, lows from the upper 20s to the lower 40s.